Good morning. So before I begin, I just should say to you that some of you that were here last week before Mass began, you might have seen on the altar there was kind of a disagreement between two of our ministers. I'm happy to tell you that that has been peacefully resolved. If any place should be a place of peace, it should be the altar. And that's exactly what the Gospel is about today. It talks about being at peace when you are suddenly called upon to do something big or something great or something important, to be at peace in that moment. It's a cultural issue in the Gospel. It's about a wedding feast, and the custom at that time was for the groom to lead a whole procession back to his house for a reception that lasted for a week. Aren't you glad you live now and not then? But he comes when it's still dark, and the Gospel talks about 10 people, and 5 are considered foolish because they don't have enough oil for their lamps, and 5 are considered wise because they do. And so they are ready. They are ready to proceed. I think that's an important Gospel to have on this weekend. You know, I'm not a veteran, but I certainly have the greatest respect for anyone who's given some years of their life in service to our country and our veterans now. And you know, veterans, no matter what service they're in, each one has a similar custom of roll call. And your name is called, and then you say something like present, or here, or hoorah, or something like that. And that not only tells the officer that you're physically present, but it also means when you say here, you are saying, I am ready for what the officer wants me to do. And being ready is just one of the most wonderful feelings that you can have. You're just ready to face anything that happens. So in the Gospel, 5 people are considered foolish because they're not ready, and 5 are wise because they are. They have plenty of oil. And then the 5 who are not ready ask the 5 if they can borrow some oil. And in a very powerful statement, the 5 say no. Now, they're not being selfish. They're not being mean. But typically, the Gospels, the parables, always have a deeper meaning. And what the Gospel is saying is, there are some things that you cannot borrow. You can borrow $5. You can borrow a book. You can borrow a jacket. But you can't borrow faith. You can't borrow hope. You can't borrow love. You can't borrow honesty or integrity or bravery or courage. These are virtues that are our own personal task to develop. You can't take them from someone else. You can be inspired by someone else. You can be influenced. But when it comes to be ready, you have to look within yourself and you have to see, do I have these virtues or not? Even people who are in combat, you know, they may be inspired by someone who charges the enemy. They may be inspired by someone who charges up the hill. But each soldier has to look within themselves and say, do I have what it takes to do what that person is doing? Do I have what it takes inside myself? So the virtues really are a personal task. And if you think about it, they are the things that we most admire about other people. You know, when we do funerals here, we often invite the family to proclaim a eulogy. And I have to tell you, we have some of the finest eulogies I have ever heard anywhere. The way the families speak up about their loved ones is quite inspiring. And what never appears in a eulogy is, he always made his sales goals. We never hear that. We never hear he was promoted 5 times. We never hear that. What we hear is, this was the most loving person you've ever met. This person was tremendously courageous. This person was tremendously honest. When we hear those virtues, when we hear a eulogy, it's always about the virtues of a person. And fortunately, God designed us in such a way that when we live those virtues, we automatically feel a sense of happiness and satisfaction. And also, one of the most happiest feelings that you can have is that not to fear the future at all. It doesn't matter what the future holds, because no matter what happens, I have taken the time to develop the virtues that no matter what happens, I can say the most beautiful and happiest words that you can possibly say. I am ready.